KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The hunt for an escaped inmate in Arkansas goes on. Grant Hardin is a former police chief, but he's also a convicted killer and rapist. And police say he broke out of prison last week by donning a fake law enforcement uniform. Eight down, two to go. The remaining fugitives who escaped from a New Orleans jail are still eluding police. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on who they are.
Derrick Rose was being held at the Orleans Parish Prison after he was convicted late last year in a double homicide on Mardi Gras 2018. Fellow escapee Antoine Massey is no stranger to jailbreaks, having fled custody several times since 2007. Police on Tuesday were following up on an unconfirmed sighting of Massey in Natchez, Mississippi.
Also out of jail, possibly as soon as today, Todd and Julie Chrisley, the reality TV stars who defrauded banks out of more than $30 million. President Trump saying he will pardon them. Trump administration moving to cut off all remaining federal funding to Harvard. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended a Dane County judge from the bench after allegations of inappropriate behavior. According to a report filed by the Wisconsin Judicial Commission after a panel and investigation, Dane County Circuit Court Judge Ellen Burrs allegedly tried to go arrest a defendant herself when he was at a hospital. When he hadn't shown up for court, she wanted her bailiff to go arrest him. And when she was informed the bailiff couldn't leave the courthouse, she brought the man's defense attorney and got in the car herself. The complaint says she only turned around when the man's attorney said it was a bad idea when she's supposed to remain impartial. The complaint also details sarcastic exchanges in another case with a different defendant. The high court's suspension order says Burrs acknowledges the facts in the complaint and takes responsibility. She'll be suspended for 1 week starting June 26th. A previous investigation from the Cap Time showed attorneys tried to get Burrs from presiding over their cases more than 400 times in about 4 years. And if you spot the governor out with a shovel full of asphalt, you're not seeing things. Terry Barr explains what he's up to.
Governor Tony Evers using his annual pothole patrol to highlight the need for transportation funding. A Republican-controlled committee stripped millions of dollars for road and bridge projects from his proposed budget. The governor saying the cuts come after years of investment.
Over the last 6 years, my administration has improved more than 8,600 miles of road and 2,000 bridges statewide. And I fixed some of those darn roads my darn self. I had to kick off my 6th pothole patrols statewide.
And along with potholes, the governor says there are more than 300 construction projects that just won't happen if the money is kept out of the budget.
That's Terry Barr, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers win in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today after another dramatic win for the crew in Milwaukee last night. Bottom of the 10th, tied 1-1, and Christian Yelich hit one 400 feet to left center field, bases loaded, a grand slam home run. Brewers win 5-1.
My first walk-off homer, and it's taken me 13 years to do it, and I actually thought about that before I hit first base. I was like, thinking about time, finally did this, and it was cool that it came in a big moment like that, you know, bases loaded, and you know, something that was pretty special.
NFL, Jordan Love on how the Packers' rookie receivers, Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, look so far in practice.
We picked up some good weapons with Matthew Golden, another receiver, Savion, in the third round. So I love all the guys we added. They've been in the building for like 2 weeks now with us working. They're all excited to get to work, and we've been killing it so far in OTA. So we're excited to get training camp rolling and get the season started here in a couple months.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, even a few isolated thunder showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop into the upper 40s to near 50. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and warmer with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Perivonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet? It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7 on a overcast morning again. It's the John and Gordy Show, and we are broadcasting live from State Street, a block away from the capital city, mm-hmm. Madison. You know, the Republicans are in session, and they're writing up bills. You know, they're trying to come up with a budget, And it's a disaster. It's just like the disaster, the budget we're watching federally.
Yeah.
And I'm just amazed at how both of these processes will clash in whatever way they're going to clash. So, you know, the federal government shifting all the expenses now to the states, mm-hmm. and the states are, you know, planning on big tax cuts too, and they don't want to spend any money. I wonder how this is all going to end. Huh?
Well, good morning to you too. And
I'm just you know,
but the Wisconsin budget's a 2-year budget, right?
Yeah,
so they only do this every other year.
Yeah,
they fight about the budget,
and it's a perfect year now, first year of the Trump administration. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, okay.
they don't care. They don't care at all.
Well, that big beautiful bill passed the House. Now it goes on to the Senate. It's
gorgeous,
but they don't really have any deadline till. June, July,
something like
they'll
that.
Kick it around for a couple of more months.
Yeah,
yeah. So
while Trump goes after California for one student who's a transgender athlete, well, we can't have that. So he's going to stop funding California.
Good luck.
It sounds pretty stupid, doesn't it? But sure. that's what we're watching.
Yeah. Yeah, and on it goes.
Yeah, it's something else. Hey, you know what?
What?
The sun rose at 5:23 this morning.
Yeah.
And it'll set tonight at 8:28.
Thank you for that information. I'll write that down.
From the official Samsung watch of the show. You know,
we
sometimes forget
that.
It, but I remembered it this morning.
Thank you.
It's working well.
It's looking pretty cloudy out our window overlooking State Street.
We had some sprinkles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have some showers off and on today. Currently 54 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what your watch is saying for this morning's
temperature? The official weather watch of the show.
WMDX weather watch.
Yeah, let's see. It's a 56 degrees currently and a high of 62 today.
Okay. That's what your watch is
saying. Let's see with the one-arm bandit. Do we have the one-arm bandit all set and ready to go?
I think we got it handy. All right. Let's pull the lever. First number 0, 5, 9. first number is always zero.
It's always zero. I'm going to be really, really sad when it's a number.
Well, it could get, you know, maybe it has a one.
It's got to have a one. Yeah, we'll have a one this summer sometime.
Okay.
As we crank more pollutants into the air, it's called freedom, folks. Freedom.
Mm. All right. Okay, well, a little bit later on, Mike McCabe will be joining us in our next hour.
Yes, he will.
As he does every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some other guests that will join us in the 7 o'clock hour, Jeff Wild and Dan Elsis. They're with the Guns and Gardens Safe Disposal event. And this is something that's going on Saturday, June 7th.
Now, this is similar to another program that we had guests on. Mm. They melt down.
Yeah.
Well, metal. But instead of just melting down iron stock to cast into various carvings and whatnot, these people are melting down old guns in order to turn into new things.
Yeah.
Like garden tools.
Yes, garden tools.
Interesting. So we'll find out about that in about an hour.
Kind of interesting. Just load up your garden tool with ammo.
You can have a multi-use tool. You can have a gun and a garden hoe. So if you got like a
bunny,
gopher,
a rabbit,
bunny, can just take care
of those damn
both
chipmunks.
Problems
I want to get rid
swoop.
Of the chipmunks. I'm mad. I hate those things. Yeah.
Producer Sam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Producer Henry, good morning to you.
Okay.
Oh, it's Henry.
Okay.
He keeps changing his name. He's doing a great job. This is his first full week of handling the control.
Yeah. Oh, stop. I'm blushing. Yeah. Stop. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
See, you know.
So far, so good.
You deserve it.
It's early yet, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. What should we do now? Do you have any history items, Sam, that you'd like to share with us? Or
Henry? What happened to the calendar?
You want the calendar today?
No. Well, we always talk about ignoring the calendar and changing the show so we don't have to do the calendar
If we were doing the National Day calendar, these would be the days.
Exactly.
It's National Beef Burger Day. It's National Flip-Flop Day. Who doesn't like to wear their flip-flops?
Oh, yeah, flip-flops. Oh, yeah. I don't know how people wear those things.
I hate flip-flops. I hate flip-flops.
How do you keep them on your feet?
I don't know. Doesn't make any sense.
I hate having things between my toes. Yeah. That's what really gets me.
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's National Flip-Flop Day and National, as I mentioned, Beef Burger Day, but it's also National Hamburger Day. What would the chances be that those two would land on the same day?
It's amazing that worked out so well.
It's also National Brisket Day. Brisket.
Yeah, brisket.
And National Senior Health and Fitness Day. Yeah.
Well, I'm celebrating that each and every day of the year.
Okay. All right, now... Do we have any history items? Or are you going to tell your Chili Willy story, Sam? Like you keep
what's this?
You
Chili
put it
Willy
off for
story.
A year and a half.
Yeah.
Dom has sort of taken over the history, so you need to decide between us for who gets to take the mic.
I want to hear about
you. Want to hear about the Chili Willy?
Yeah.
Well, so right before the show, we were watching this video on John's computer of the Irish cheese roll.
The cheese roll.
Those people running down the hill.
600-year-old tradition.
You roll a wheel of cheese down a hill and people run after it, chase it down this really steep hill. A lot of people get injured trying to catch this cheese because whoever catches the cheese first wins a big prize.
They're rolling at about 200 miles per hour down that hill. Yeah, they're going to be injured.
Right. Well, so I brought up this tradition we do at the summer camp I work at called the Chili Willy, which this tradition reminded me of. The Chili Willy is basically you get two teams of people together. You go out to the lake very early in the morning when the air temperature is still freezing.
Yeah.
And you get a big block of ice that you freeze in like a 5-gallon bucket. Somebody throws it into the water, and the teams run after it. Whichever team gets it first wins a point. And you keep going until all of the ice has melted.
Okay.
And it's just it's an absolute brawl in the water.
What do you get
over this
when you go into the water? What are you chasing after?
A big chunk of ice, like a 5-gallon bucket size ice cube.
So the first one to bring the ice back in wins? Is that
They win a point, and then you keep on going.
You
until
keep throwing the ice. You throw it back in.
Right, until the ice is melted.
Oh, okay. You know, I had something
chili
completely
willy.
Different in mind.
Right. Yeah. You wouldn't think that this is what a Chili Willy is.
We know what a Chili Willy is if you get into cold water.
Right. There's shrinkage involved.
Yeah, a little bit. So
okay.
Well, now you know. We should all participate in one. I think that would be a good sure. time.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Yes, let's do. You know, the Johnny Gordy Chili Willy competition.
Maybe that could go hand in hand with the testicle festival.
Yeah, there you
that
go.
We go to. We add that as a side
yeah,
event.
We'll have to move to a lake for the testicle festival. Oh God.
Okay. Well, now let's get to the history items, huh?
Yes.
What do you say? What happened on this day back in time?
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
You go for it.
Dude. All right. So in 1937, the Volkswagen, the car, was founded. So
1937.
There you go. Yeah.
And Sam's got his 1974 Volkswagen out there again today.
Or 73.
That's right.
Are you done working on that? I mean, basically? I mean, is everything...
Am I ever done working
on
it?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
We're hoping that you would finish... working
well,
on
I mean, it runs and drives. I drove it probably almost 500 miles over the long weekend.
Okay, you're going to be leaving real soon, so I just want to know, is it in good condition? Will you be stranded any place? Will we need to get a call from you sometime and help you out? I mean, what is it? What it, did you
no,
finally...
It's only happened, it's only you, happened one time in all my years of owning it that I actually had to call for help.
Really?
But now, is it in good working condition? In other words, it's where you want it to be.
Why don't you drive it and then you can see for yourself?
Well,
apparently
no.
not. Wow.
Okay.
Don't you want to relive your days of driving a Karmann Ghia around?
I would love to, yes. Yes. Mm. Oh, those were great days.
They were great.
Man. Especially rolling them over.
Did you do it more than once?
No, just once.
Oh.
Once is enough.
Yeah, once is. Okay. Especially when it's a convertible.
That's
bad.
That's good for trouble.
It's just bad.
Anything else happened on this day in history there, Dom?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of, I mean, honestly, it was a little boring today.
Okay.
It wasn't, not a whole lot of stuff, but in 1998, so kind of recent, comic Phil Hartman was killed by his wife.
Yeah,
that was tragic. That was awful.
Yeah, and he was notably for President Bill Clinton, I think.
Yeah, he was so talented. He had so many great bits, and we used to, a long time ago when we first started on the show, yeah. Remember, we used to feature
what
Frozen Caveman Lawyer.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Frozen.
Wait,
that
caveman
was him.
Lawyer. Yeah,
that was the
him.
Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
Yeah,
that's him. Yeah, that's Phil Hartman.
What a great
It's a long story, Dom or Henry. Excuse me.
Maybe
I'll
we can
see
bring
if I
that
can
back.
Find a clip of the Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
Yeah, see if you can get that.
What else happened on this day?
So this was kind of a funny, it's not really a funny story, there was a murder.
We'll be the judge of that.
There was a murder suspect that was perched on a crane. Let me pull it up real quick. His name was Carl Edward Roland. He was 41 years old, and for 3 days straight, he was stuck on a crane. No food, no water, and they had to, like, position a bucket underneath him so he can go to the bathroom. So it was...
Well,
wow.
How did he just climbed up on the crane?
Finally, after... I don't know how he actually got up there, but after 56 hours, they finally persuaded him to come down after after some food. But I just thought that was, like, how do you even get up there?
Yeah.
Like, what is the thought process behind that?
Yeah, there are weird stories like that. You know, I remember this one kid that, was balancing an engine on two tables, and he caught his finger.
In
the engine block.
Yeah.
And he couldn't pull
really,
it out.
Yeah.
I wonder
what the story behind that is.
What happened to
it's
that
crazy
guy?
Crazy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did he survive?
Well,
yes.
Almost.
Oh.
Almost.
Rest in peace.
Except for that, the tip of his finger, yeah. It's still inside that engine somewhere. any birthdays on the state, Dom? What do you think? You got?
Also,
you got?
Also kind of stale, but I would say 1938. Stale. Jerry West. L.A. Laker.
Yeah, great basketball player.
Yeah, and then 1944, I got Gladys Knight.
Yeah,
Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight, sorry.
Yeah, she's, I got tired of Gladys Knight.
Gladys, why?
I did. I mean, you know, just
because,
you heard her song.
Because of the pips?
One song
really?
Over and over and over.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Midnight Train to Georgia.
Yep.
Can't stand it.
I think we should play it right now.
Do you have it handy? We could do that.
Did you find Frozen Caveman Lair?
Well, I'll have to get it real quick.
Okay, yeah.
We're fighting over the same mouse and keyboard here.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, that's your problem. Well,
there's
okay.
Matt there, your crazy modern world, an AI and con man leader who painted their face orange scares and intimidates me. I am just a caveman lawyer.
Matt from Middleton.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
Thank you,
Matt,
for that.
Thank you.
You can call us. You can text us on the Civic Media app. Also, call us at 608-879-8255 or send us a text. You know. Okay. Just getting started on a Wednesday morning. Mike McCabe with us our next hour. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in just a moment.
He gives us very much pleasure, a little Volkswagen treasure.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
At Serenity Pet Spa, we're more than just a grooming salon. We're changing the industry. From mentoring the next generation of groomers to educating pet owners, we're raising the standards for expert care, safety, and compassion. Because your pet deserves more than just a bath and a trim. They deserve a lifetime of trust. Join us in leading the change. Hear me, Liz Johnston, share my expertise every month on 92.7 WMDX. Serenity Pet Spa, more than just a pet spa. We're changing the industry. Book your appointment today.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest of the Black Convergence Show. And I'm inviting you to the Black Brilliance Gala hosted by Urban Triage on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Join us for an elegant night celebrating unsung heroes. For ticket information and to learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sing along.
Too much for the man. Too much for the man.
So he's leaving the life.
Right.
He's come to know.
You know, no one cares about Gladys Knight singing. He said he's going back to find. You know, I remember when I was, just kind of introduced to the song, I'd do the background singing.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't care about what she was singing about at all. You know, it's the Pips. And made that song.
The Pips, you know, they're overlooked. You know, they were really good.
Yes,
they were.
They
great.
Were. They're overlooked. Yes.
They were in the background there just doing their dance moves and just chiming in every once in a while, but really great singers. But
and that's all he cared about. That's what made the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just, you know, kind of blurred in every once in a while lyrics to the song. Enough to make you kind of irritated.
Just wait until Dom discovers your other musical. Your hatred for other musicians.
He's got a lot of them on that
list.
I've
added a few over time, but that's my prerogative.
That's what All of the years in Top 40 radio does to a guy.
Exactly, exactly. And all the little kids that call in with requests, the same song over and over and over again.
Oh, man. Boy, don't remind me. It is 6:24. It's cloudy.
But we were nice to them. We weren't sure.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Oh, always. Oh. You got to be nice to listeners and
you
the callers.
You let the listeners pull your pin, Johnny Grenade.
That's right.
Grenade.
My alter ego.
Those were the days.
Yeah. Okay. From El Segundo, California.
It's cloudy. We might get some sprinkles or showers. Yeah. Grab that umbrella. You know, check your wipers.
Well, the wipers. All that definitely stuff. Make sure that they're in good shape.
Mm-hmm. This portion of the show being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused, and they help people by changing their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. And we have those hearing aids.
Well, my life has completely changed.
Has it really?
Yes. Huh? Yes.
You're hearing everything that your wife is telling you now? How's that working out?
It's not good, I can tell you that. Doing a lot more work around the house.
Okay. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Just go to their website. They've got a hearing test right there to get you started. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Everything going okay at home?
I almost knocked down the book tower that I have the microphone perched on.
Well,
it was so good to have a new studio put in. It's just, you know, if we had mic booms, it would really...
They're on order. They're back ordered. There's something about the shipping, I think.
Are we trying to give people the impression that we read books like these?
John, would you like me to dangle a string down from the ceiling to hold the microphone?
You know,
instead?
That might even be better than in the old days. In the old days, they did that, and they sounded great, didn't they?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've never been able to figure that out. That's that's one of the great mysteries of life for me.
What?
In the old days, these people would go out and they perform live on stage on these variety shows.
Sure.
And they sound wonderful, great voices, incredibly full, right? But they didn't have a mic on. They didn't hold a microphone. They didn't have a headset with a mic on it. They had an overhead mic. And it sounded great.
Yes. You're talking about television.
Yes,
now.
On television. Yes, it's just unbelievable.
Absolutely. There was a whole art to those boom mics.
And I always thought, how did they do that? Yeah. How do they sound so good with a microphone like 5 or 6 feet away from you?
Well,
above you.
Yes.
And then you see the performers holding microphones. Wait a minute. You don't need a whole microphone anymore. You got mics that hang overhead. And no one was listening. Hollywood didn't care.
Right.
See, you know, it's flyover country. They don't care what we think out here. Okay, I don't know.
Are you done with that? We could try to hang the mics. Maybe we should get some fish lines.
This is
something.
The tallest book pile I've had so far.
But it's working, right?
No, it almost tipped over on me.
I think we should add a book to it every day and see how long it takes for you to notice.
Well, then I can do the show standing up, which is what I used to do.
Yeah, remember? That's true. Every
True. Yeah, once we get those stands in,
that would be really nice. Okay. Just stop buying stations and just, you know, finish this one.
Okay.
God. All right. What do you got, Gordy?
Yeah, hang on a second. Have you gotten the latest newsletter, John? You've been checking the WMDX newsletter because it's really good. It just keeps getting better and better.
It really does. It punches you in the face when you're on our website.
What are you on this morning? Get the latest inside information, what's happening behind the scenes here at WMDX and what's going on around the city. Yeah. It's really excellent.
It is.
WMDX newsletter. Just go to WMDXradio.com. WMDXradio.com. It's easy. To remember.
I'm waiting for a text.
I'm waiting for Catherine to call and haul you out of here. What's the matter with you today?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I really don't know.
It's 29 minutes past
the hour. I feel almost
hour.
Like giving up.
You know, don't give. What? You know,
You know, as I watch, you know, as I am going through the news stories, you know, prepare for this show, there's really not much hope.
It puts you in a frame of mind that's kind of negative.
I every once in a while, I come in and I think this is the end.
Yeah.
This is the last day.
Oh, no.
And that's never true.
No, you got to be.
Right? You're Mr. Positive. You bring me out of this.
I try to. Yeah. Some days it's harder than others. 29 past the hour. We'll come back with Idiocracy, all the really weird
good
stories
yeah.
coming up next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Well, there are a lot of Wisconsin farmers looking at spring planting in the rearview mirror. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and that's a good thing. For this, the 28th day of May, Kurt Lahr is a regional product specialist with CHS, and he says compared to a lot of other states, Wisconsin's looking pretty good right now.
Wisconsin's in really good, in a really good position right now, slightly ahead of year-over-year in planting, especially for corn and soybeans. The recent rains we've had in the last couple of days is really going to help that subsoil moisture, even though I think currently Wisconsin in a lot of areas was 70% adequate in subsoil moisture. So we're just in a really good spot.
Kurt Lahr, he's a regional product specialist with CHS. He said right now it's all about staying ahead of the weeds. As of Sunday, across the state of Wisconsin, 85% of our corn was planted, 80% of our soybeans are in the ground, and both of those crops are well ahead of normal as far as emergence is concerned. 20% of the first crop alfalfa already harvested as of Sunday. Markets in overnight electronic trade. Those numbers are coming next.
Mmm, pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Crazy day on Tuesday in Chicago. Barrel cheese gained a penny and a quarter, 186.5. 40-pound block cheese, that was up a nickel, 192. Well, AA butter gained a dime in a day to 252 a pound. This morning in Chicago, July corn's up 2, December new crop up 2.25 at 449. July beans are down 2, November new crop down 3, 1048. July wheat, nickel stronger right now at 533. The June Class 3 milk that goes into cheese closed 27 cents stronger at 1961, while July's up 3, currently at 2019 a hundredweight. I'm PM Yankee.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, even a few isolated thunder showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop into the upper 40s to near 50. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and warmer with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project and Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow joins us to talk about priorities Wisconsin might have in the state budget. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. All right.
92.7 WMD. WMDX.
Go ahead.
It's cloudy. And maybe a couple of sprinkles along the way, a couple of showers here and there. 54 degrees currently, highs close to 60 later on today. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress, mm-hmm. where you can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. You know, I was just thinking about that the other day. 1958, what a year that was, and so much has changed since then.
Yes, you know? I've thought about it too.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
But some things have not changed.
Whoa!
Some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They are still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress. That's Verlo Mattress. Two Madison locations, East Side and West Side. Go to Verlo.com. Check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. Verlo.com.
You can rely on them.
Yes.
All right?
You can.
And you can rely on those wonderful...
What?
Bed frames that they have.
The adjustable bed frame. Not just any bed frames, the adjustable bed frames.
Thanks for...
got to go with that.
Yeah. All right, now should we get to...
By the way, Don got a bed. Yeah.
What?
He got a bed, finally. He's not sleeping on the floor anymore.
That's really good news.
He's, for some reason, super tall, too. It's the size of me. I'm a short guy. It's
freakishly tall.
It's freakishly... I'll show you guys a picture. I'll show it on the live feed as well.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, it's
good.
It's nice and comfy.
Is that the only furniture you have now?
That and... yeah, actually, that's actually it.
You don't have a chair?
No chairs.
A TV tray?
I don't have a dining room table yet.
Well, one thing at a time. You know, you don't want to push it.
Okay. You know, that's one of the things I noticed, in adulthood.
Yeah.
You get tall beds.
Tall beds.
I'm so used to a mattress on a floor or something, you know.
Right?
If only my dad had known about Verlo Mattress when he was in college. His bed frame was four milk crates that he stole from the local gas station and a sheet of plywood.
Oh, wow.
That was his bed frame.
Oh, well, that sounds innovative.
Whatever works, you know.
Sounds like you've taken after him.
Maybe in one way or two, yes. Mm-hmm. Chip off the old block.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of interesting. Okay. Well, you know, tall beds, it's kind of strange, you know, because you really don't have to get up from them. You just kind of, you know, fall off.
Fall out of bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to Idiocracy.
Let's get to it.
This is a story I started yesterday. And I got off on this tangent on the ACA.
Okay.
What?
I was just thinking of something else we were going to do, but go ahead.
Oh yeah, yeah. Why don't we do that? Can we do that?
Well,
let's. We were talking earlier about one of the great Phil Hartman bits on Saturday Night Live, and at first you'd think, well, why would this be funny? What is he going for here? where's the humor? And it just sank in when you watched this particular segment on Saturday Night Live. You just. Mm-hmm. You ended up loving it.
Great stuff.
And it's a story about an unfrozen caveman who turns into a lawyer.
Here we go.
100,000 years ago, a caveman was out hunting on the frozen wastes when he slipped and fell into a crevasse. In 1988, he was discovered by some scientists and thawed out. He then went to law school and became Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
A caveman, but now he's a lawyer. Unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Brought to you by Gas Plus. Actually gives you gas for those times when you feel like being the Joker. And by Happy Fun Ball. Still legal in 16 states. It's happy, it's fun, it's Happy Fun Ball.
I remember Happy Fun Ball, how dangerous that damn ball was. That was a
happy
running gag
ball?
That they had, yeah. That was great. Mm. It was a dangerous ball.
Unfrozen caveman lawyer. Yeah,
we'll play that for Jim Santel when he's here on the program.
He'll be here, is he tomorrow? Yes, he is. Okay.
All right. So anyway, we've got three ugly parts of the Big Bad Bill.
Okay.
I was going to get to that yesterday. We talked about the ACA instead, but let's go over these things.
The Big Bad Bill.
Yeah, a stunning provision that would allow Trump to defy court orders. Yes, tucked into the bill is a paragraph limiting a court's ability to make the government follow its rulings.
Okay.
You know, I just watched
They snuck that through.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. I watched a representative, a Democrat, grilling the guy about, you do know you put this in there. Oh, no. No, no. This is Comer. I thought we played this maybe a while back, but yeah, he was grilled in the fact that they were giving all this power to Trump.
Okay.
And it's true.
What happens if part of this law is declared unconstitutional? Can the government just say, nuh-uh?
Apparently.
Yeah, I wonder if the whole bill would have to be tossed up because it has unconstitutional elements to it, right?
Great big loophole.
How about this? Significantly raising the debt would automatically trigger cuts to Medicare. Who knew this one, right? Mm-hmm. The Congressional Budget Office found that the bill would increase the national debt so much that it could force nearly $500 billion in cuts to Medicare. This is a little thing that none of us ever were aware of, but now we are. The bill would force officials to mandate across-the-board spending cuts to Medicare. Wow. All right. And that's just something to look forward to. And another part of this is part three, bans federally funded health care for transgender people of all ages and bans coverage for those same services under the Affordable Care Act by excluding them from the definition of essential health benefits. Yeah.
Well.
See, now they're, you know, limiting the kind of benefits you get on the ACA.
Right.
And the ACA is just a marketplace for insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. You can shop there. You can buy whatever you want. You can choose from whatever insurance policy you want. You're not forced into buying something that gives you transgender care.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So that's in the Big Bad Bill.
That's in the Big Bad Bill. Three elements. The bill would reduce health insurance by 8.6 million.
Okay.
Yeah. And mostly from Medicaid. The 13.7 million figure includes the expiration of premium subsidies for the ACA, and that's what I got on a rant about yesterday. 13.7 million people will lose their health insurance because of this big bad bill.
Now, what are the chances this is going to go through the Senate as is? I mean, they're going to mark this thing up.
Now, you hear
left
Ron
and right.
Johnson talking about this all the time, but actually, these guys will fold. They'll win small victories, and they'll use that as an excuse to say, well, we worked really hard. We worked for you on this thing. We fought for this, and then they're going to pass it. So we are definitely going to be getting this. And they're going to pass it in some way, shape, or form. We will lose a whole bunch of health care benefits. All right, let's go to the phones right now. We've got Mark on the line. Mark, thanks for calling.
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, for the whole transgender thing, do these people actually realize there actually are genetic conditions that there's Swyer's syndrome where somebody is XY chromosome, but they actually have the external genitalia of a female? It is just beyond, and so that's not going to be treated because that's trans. They'll consider that transgender.
Exactly.
Apparently,
yes.
It is just beyond me that the ignorance of these people. I mean that. Maybe Biden should have invoked, you know, Trump's, you know, incredible cosmic power that he has now before any of this ever happened. It arrested everybody under Project 2025 and sent them off to some gulag someplace, along with all their, you know, supporters. I mean, it is just beyond me that we're finding any of this acceptable.
Right.
It is just
you brought up a really good point, Mark, and this is something I thought about yesterday as I was thinking about what they're doing in this big bad bill and now in the Senate's hands. But their whole agenda is based on punishment. It's not to solve a problem.
Right.
It is to punish people for something they see as a waste or fraud or whatever it is, some imagined problem that they see in these issues, social issues, and they punish people.
Yeah, retribution.
There's a line in the Declaration of Independence. I don't know if I've said it on this airwaves yet, but it's actually when the founders are, the guys writing the Declaration are actually kind of chiding their British fellows over in Great Britain, you know, the fellow citizens, saying, you know, too long, you know, they're deaf to the voice of justice and of their common consanguinity, but that's meant to common blood, their common ancestry. And these guys are deaf to justice and to our common humanity.
Yeah.
And they're just that.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Mark, thank you for that call.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Here's
608-879-8255.
Here's another one. Cue up cut 168.
Okay.
Louisiana, they're losing their Medicaid and food stamp benefits because of supposed fraud down there. Jake Tapper had a guest on, and he was asking about this, and his guest was Mike Johnson, of all people, who were really bad at explaining this stuff because he thinks of himself as some kind of religious savior of some sort. And just let's play this and listen to his reaction to the cuts to Medicaid.
So 1.4 million people in your home state of Louisiana are on Medicaid. More than 800,000 receive SNAP benefits, also known as food stamps. Is it your contention that if any of those Louisianans lose their benefits, it's because they shouldn't have been receiving them because they were committing waste, fraud, or abuse?
Yeah.
There you go.
That was short and sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
Wow.
It's that simple.
Short and sweet. All right, now let's get to something here. This is, I love Scott Bessent, you know, Treasury Secretary. He is such a stiff piece of wood out there, man.
Yeah.
Wow. No personality whatsoever. Never invite that guy to a party. Anyway, in a stunning moment, Democratic Congressman Richie Torres just perfectly explained how stupid Donald Trump's tariff plan is, and Bessent appears clueless of all of the negative possibilities. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to cut 82, all right?
I'm afraid, John.
Yeah, this is going to be...
We don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 40... What? No, yeah, it's a minute and a half, right?
Yeah, but we don't have a minute and a half left, John.
Time is
Do you need to go back to school and learn to tell time?
Well, we can have that coming up, though.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. That's a little teaser. That's what it was originally meant to be, a teaser.
Is that what it was?
Okay. I've got another thing, and this is not good news. Wisconsin dropped to 44th in public funding for the EW system.
Is that
so? Yes. And don't forget, they are going to punish the UW again, this biennial budget.
Mm-hmm.
And while Republicans bend over backwards for business interests, they apparently don't care that nearly 800 business groups and individuals signed a letter of support for additional state investments in the UW. This is the private sector talking. Signers include the Green Bay Packers, Bucks, Epic Systems, Bartolotta's restaurant chain, Quad Snap-on, Exact Sciences, Uline. Uline, can you believe that?
It goes on and on.
Greater Milwaukee Committee. All
right. We will be back with that comment from Scott Bessent, too, coming up next on John and Gordy.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
On a cloudy, overcast morning, it's John Gordy in the morning. WMDX 92.7 overlooking State Street. It looks a little wet out there. Had some sprinkles this morning.
Yeah, got a little bit of light rain moving through downtown. And temperatures in the mid-50s will top out near 60 for today. And this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can check them out at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, helping people change their lives. And it's all about improving the quality of life through better hearing. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can do a hearing test there and then set up an appointment with Jim and Sarah, and they'll take care of you. We've been checking out some of their hearing aids here over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Working great. They're high tech. They include Bluetooth
and AI.
And really interesting
to
use them and try them out. I was at a restaurant the other night and had the hearing aids on. I could hear much more clearly people around me instead of all the background noise.
Yeah, same here. It tuned out almost everybody except for the person I was talking to. Not necessarily that way.
Doesn't quite work, but it does,
you know, you can ask your questions and it'll give you answers in your ear. So. Yes. No, I'm just kidding.
Doesn't work like that either. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Go there for yourself and get those questions answered.
It's like saying, Alexa.
Yeah.
All right.
Doesn't work like that. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right. American author and journalist Molly Young Fast had a comment the other day. This is cut 165. Could we play that? This is her comment on starving children. Just to grow the deficit a little bit more, right? In the big bad bill, it makes my argument that if you want to pay down the debt, you don't spend money on tax cuts. Just restore the $3 trillion of the expired tax cuts, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, and they never, no one has made this argument. I'm the only person that I know of is making this argument, so maybe... Maybe I'm wrong.
You're the lone wolf on this thing. People are saying, don't listen to Peterson.
Don't listen to him.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Okay, I set that up wrong. I gave you a wide opening.
Sorry.
But anyway, but you know, anytime you take money out of a budget, it's spending. And if you spend that money and give it back to billionaires, millionaires, and corporations, that's spending money. Now, the right will come back and say, well, it's their money. Mm. And I say, no, it ain't. Mm. It's money they paid in taxes to the U.S. government.
Right.
And now it's the government's money. And we don't give it back to them after they've just paid their taxes. What kind of system is that? So it's spending. And if Democrats would just get on that roll, explain it that way, that this is spending money, but they're giving it to millionaire, billionaires, and corporations. That's as simple as it gets.
Right.
All right? So anyway, let's listen to Molly Young Fast here.
What you're seeing now is these Republicans are going after the people who put them in office. And a great example of this is the SNAP benefits. And I mean, it'll be a seismic shift in the way we give money to children. It will mean more and more hungry children. Important to mention that this bill also grows the deficit. So it both cuts services for poor children, more hungry children, and also more government debt. Starved children and also grow the deficit, but it does. It shows a certain lack of responsibility that the Republican Party doesn't, they are not worried about the deficit, and they're also not worried about starving children, which these are two things they should be worried about.
You'd think, right?
You would think that would be...
Just common sense would tell you that.
Yes.
What do we really have to be worried about, John?
Mm.
Do we really have to concern ourselves with the budget deficit or starving children?
I know. You're right. Sam, you are right again.
Thank you. Thank you for admitting it.
Okay. Well, you know, I was going to play a little cut here from Scott Bessent.
Do we have time?
Do we get to it?
We get to it right away.
This is cut 82, and this is Bessent not quite getting it. He's rather clueless. Let's listen.
Do we have that? Cut 82.
I have a simple yes or no question. Do you think excessive taxation undermines the competitiveness of American manufacturing?
Yes, sir.
Now, the Trump tariff regime is a breeding ground for the excessive taxation of American manufacturing. Consider as an example Intel's manufacturing of CPUs. Intel sources foreign components, which is subject to the first layer of taxation.
First layer.
It then manufactures the CPUs in the United States before exporting it to China.
Second layer.
Which will face a second layer of taxation.
Okay.
And finally, China will export the CPU back to the United States.
Third layer.
Where it will face a third layer of taxation.
There you go.
Taxation upon taxation upon taxation of American manufacturing goods. You think that that kind of compounded taxation hinders or helps American manufacturing?
I think the strategic American manufacturer is very important, like Intel, And I think we have to bring that back to the U.S.
Oh.
Do you think taxing intermediate goods that go inside American manufactured products helps or hinders manufacturing?
I believe that, as the Intel example you give, we have to bring these strategic industries back to the U.S.
That's not the question.
We're not going to bring every component. A Boeing aircraft, 747, has 6 million components. There is no universe in which we're going to manufacture all 6 million components in the United States.
Yep.
And so if you impose a tax on those foreign components, you are hindering the manufacturing of Boeing 747 here in the United States.
Yeah, it's a big, catch right there. And I also found out that we're the nation charging the tariff.
Uh-huh.
Other nations aren't charging tariffs, so they have kind of a lot of free will, and they get a lot of product. And we are the only nation doing that, so we're actually hurting business in this country while other countries' businesses are thriving.
And on it goes. Just. Boggles the mind.
Well,
6:59. After the news, we'll welcome in Jeff Wild and Dan Elsis, the Guns and Gardens Safe Disposal Program. We're going to find out all about it on John and Gordy in the Morning next.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The hunt for an escaped inmate in Arkansas goes on. Grant Hardin is a former police chief, but he's also a convicted killer and rapist. And police say he broke out of prison last week by donning a fake law enforcement uniform. Eight down, two to go. The remaining fugitives who escaped from a New Orleans jail are still eluding police. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on who they are.
Derrick Rose was being held at the Orleans Parish Prison after he was convicted late last year in a double homicide on Mardi Gras 2018. Fellow escapee Antoine Massey is no stranger to jailbreaks, having fled custody several times since 2007. Police on Tuesday were following up on an unconfirmed sighting of Massey in Natchez, Mississippi.
Also out of jail, possibly as soon as today, Todd and Julie Chrisley, the reality TV stars who defrauded banks out of more than $30 million. President Trump saying he will pardon them. Trump administration moving to cut off all remaining federal funding to Harvard. This is ABC News.